This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, September 11th. God's word to you today is, "But why?" Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 100, verses 3 and 5, from the New King James Version, and it says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." For there to be spiritual vitality, there is a making and there is a leading. The shepherd goes through the trouble of forcing you down and then leading you forth just to restore your soul. Your soul is your life, it is your identity, and it is who you are. God goes through all that struggle to restore your identity. Life sometimes makes us bewildered and disoriented, such that we do not even remember who we are anymore. But when you submit to God's leading, when He makes you and He leads you, your soul gets restored. You begin to see who you are again. Your confidence comes back. Your life returns. I pray that God will restore you fully in Jesus' name. Why? It is because we all need help. David did not say, "If the Lord is your shepherd, your soul will never need to be restored." David says, "Even though the Lord is my shepherd, I still get depleted. I still need God's help to restore my soul." We all have mobile phones, and we mostly use our devices all day. When you get home, does anyone need to tell you to charge your phone? If you do not charge it, and you try to use it the next day, you will have no power on your phone. Should you now begin to smash the phone? You just know that you did not charge the phone. This is very similar with life. Your life needs restoration. Before you wear a wrinkled shirt, you need to iron it. But to iron it, you need to put heat and pressure on it. That shirt is not smiling while you are subjecting it to that process. But without that heat, it cannot straighten out. You can only restore what is originally present. God will restore your soul in Jesus' name. Amen. So do not fret when it appears that things are collapsing around you. Do not fret when you appear to be in a corner. Do not fret when it appears that nothing is happening. Do not fret when it appears that God is putting you down. Rather, surrender. Do not struggle. Just breathe and trust the Good Shepherd. When God lets everything collapse on you, it is because He is ready to do something new in you, and that is the truth. Now worship God, focusing on His unfailing goodness. God is dependable, and He has a track record to prove it, not like He needs any proving. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made the choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Be it in a quiet pasture or by a gentle stream, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide." Amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.